Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Those who claim to have been, quote, cured of homosexuality are often criticized by mental health practitioners, gay rights activists, and academicians. On this installment of That's History, Mike and Scott and Jonathan Zimmerman, historian with the Historical Society of Pennsylvania, discuss how the criticism leveled at those in the ex-gay community has its roots in the gay rights movement of 30 years ago. Every other week on That's History, we take an event, issue, or person in the news and look back into history for echoes, parallels, and lessons from the past.
Jonathan, who are the ex-gays?
Well, ex-gays are people that say they used to be homosexuals and then, in many cases, went through some sort of therapy, which is sometimes called reparative therapy, to change their sexual orientation. The American Psychiatric Association has made several studies and released several reports claiming that reparative therapy doesn't work. And the historical irony, of course, is now you have members of the self-described ex-gay community picketing the APA, just like gays did 20, 30 years before, claiming that, well, in their experience, it does work. We've been there. We've lived this, and we believe that we're ex-gay.
And the American Psychiatric Association has had a very stormy and difficult relationship with homosexual people.
Well, indeed, for many decades, the psychiatric community defined gayness as an illness and devised various, quote, cures that some psychiatrists thought could wean them off this affliction.
People who say their sexuality changed have long been viewed with skepticism from different sides. Recently, maybe more so, after psychiatrist Robert Spitzer renounced a study that he did where he found that some gay people could become straight. So what's your take on this situation?
Spitzer, in the early 70s, was a key figure in getting the American Psychiatric Association to remove the illness designation for homosexuality. Gay activists picketed the American Psychiatric Association for many years. And then, in an episode that has a really important Philadelphia connection, in 1972, a gay psychiatrist by the name of John Fryer, a Philadelphian, gave a now famous talk about homosexuality and psychiatry at the APA meetings, wearing a mask, a hideous Richard Nixon mask, this being the era of Watergate. And he appeared on the program as Dr. H. Period Anonymous. And he began his talk by saying, I'm a psychiatrist, I'm a homosexual. He was a hugely important catalyst in getting people like Spitzer to reconsider the illness designation, which they did the following year in 1973.
The group of ex-gays are often viewed by others as pawns in that relationship somewhere.
Self-described ex-gays began to picket at the American Psychiatric Association, and they began to say that, you know, you're not recognizing what we've done and what we've been through. Spitzer himself, the very same guy who had been so critical in removing the illness designation, he started listening to them, and he did this very famous study in which he interviewed about 200 self-described ex-gays and then published an article saying that reparative therapy had worked. And this made Spitzer, who had been a hero in the gay community, very much of a pariah. And it was a couple months ago, Spitzer renounced the study. He released a statement in which he said that the study was weak scientifically, which it was. It turned out that of these 200 people, only half of them had actually undergone the therapy. And this was, of course, greeted very happily in the gay community because there is so much skepticism about this idea of being ex-gay. But my own take is that we should show just a little bit more tolerance and a little bit more agnosticism about the whole question of sexuality. It seems to me that one of the real lessons of the entire gay rights movement is that sexuality is an enormously complicated thing. So if somebody wants to say they're gay and believe that, I think that the rest of us should listen to that person. But I would say that the same tolerance should be extended to people that call themselves ex-gay.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you. It was fun.